This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are Seawolves and Werebats.
There's a monster in my podcast.
So you remember back in a couple days ago when I was like, when you make your own thing and they say, just look at the animal and think about what kind of alignment it would have.
Uh-huh.
What do you think that person was thinking when they made the seawolf? there's a story where that guy like, man, you know, like there's a seal that follows me home and like and rearranges my furniture when I leave or something. Like, why does he think that seawolves would be neutral evil?
Well, there very much is an element of, I think, again, this projection of somebody that he knows, the writer of this, onto somebody that he knows.
I know what you're leaning towards. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, okay, these are these are lycanthropes. It's kind of like, what if sea lions were sea wolves? Like, that is literally what this is. Just walruses with wolf heads that are usually former sailors that oftentimes.
Imagination, kids. Can you imagine?
Oh, God. Yeah. But when they flop their way back to port and they start crawling around, they will attack their old coworkers on sight.
Yeah, literally says they want to get revenge on their old coworkers.
Yeah.
So, which is pretty good.
Yeah. Or to pass on the lycanthrope curse. Man, yeah. We just haven't had as much in common. We haven't spent as much time together since they had the kid.
Yeah. And now you're stuck to be this like roving band of like sea pups.
Yep.
The drawing is pretty cute.
The drawing is the goofiest fucking thing in this book.
Like, it's a very good, like, he's waiting for a treat. Like, it's a very good neutral evil lesser sea wolf. Like, he's definitely like somebody around said like, want to go for an RIDE, and then he perked up his ears, you know.
Yeah. There's a very fine line when you're drawing a dog between, is this dog angry and is this dog happy? And that line is whatever lines make up the ears, because these are not drawn back like an angry wolf or dog would be. No, they're sticking right up.
He's attentive. He's very happy. But he's also a seal, which is one of the least menacing creatures. Or like a sea lion, which like those things are just like nature's dorks. Like those things are not scary or badass at all. Like,
yeah, like
I have no conception of what the idea of the thesis of this entry is.
I really don't, except if this is Aquatic Allen who said we need some kind of lycanthrope for the sea.
One didn't want a were shark.
Yeah.
Or like, you know,
be great. Yeah. Do like a sewer sharks kind of thing, you know?
Air squid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like everybody, like if Breath of the Wild had come out at this point, everybody would have done that because everyone's all horny for that guy who has like, have you gotten to the fish people in Breath of the Wild yet?
My penis is not erect right now, so no.
Yeah, check out the sundial and see if it's Zora o'clock. But they're so fucking stupid. Like, I don't get it, because everyone's like, man, this prince is so fucking hot. I'm thirsty for this prince, because I don't understand Waypoint, essentially. Like, I love those guys. That's funny for everything. But, yeah. Like, he doesn't, he's not a shark man. He is a man with an entire shark for a head. It's one of the weirdest looking designs ever.
So he's like some kind of half-used shark centaur. Like, it's a failed experiment.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's all parts of both. Like, well, there's no hybridization going on.
Yeah,
it's
a shark with a man tumor sticking out of his bill, out of his belly. Yeah.
Yeah, if a shark just grew a human neck out of his belly that then turned into a human, that's what these things are. It's so weird, Cole.
it's pretty weird, but then people are also just going crazy. Their hearts are going thump thump for the new alien sidekick in Mass Effect Andromeda, like game.
What is that thing?
It's like a bug dude.
Okay, Jesus fucking Christ!
I don't know.
Like, it's gonna cause me to quit games. I feel like I woke up in like a Twilight Zone thing where like. You know, and it's like, I mean, said a thousand times, like, it's not like I don't get horny. Like, I understand horniness. It's just like, well, the guy with an entire shark for a head, huh? Like the cartoon young man, like the barely pubescent young man shark with a head cartoon in this like lighthearted game about climbing shit. I did not get it. I asked Allison why that was, and she's like, she said Twitter, and she just went Overwatch. It's like very funny.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I can see that. Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
Well, that could also be her knowing her audience.
That's true too. Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's oh, okay, like that's why you want to have sex with the weird, the filthy peg leg. Yeah. Hangs out in Overwatch that everyone wants to have sex with. Oh, you know, like the carny with only one leg. God, I want to fuck him.
Filthy
like,
peg leg.
I don't understand, like, yeah, why all that stuff is hot. Like, I get like the little snow princess and the giant rush, like the Lady Zangief. Like, mm-hmm. I can see why that's hot, but like, just like the guy whose defining characteristic is that he's like super scuzzy and greasy and dirty.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, he's like an uptown girl kind of thing.
Takes all sorts.
Yeah, I don't know. Weird performative, like ironic horniness as a thing. It's just like,
is it ironic though?
Yeah, it's really hard for me to imagine like any of these people talking about that. Like I look down at their sundial and be like, I am erect. Like I am. Like now, because of this shark thing, I'm literally like blood has moved from one place of my body to my genitals. Like, I feel like it is this weird. It's irony horny.
Huh.
So I mean, that may not be true. That's what it seems like to me. Yeah, but maybe I'm totally wrong. Just like, oh, what a square who just turned on by cartoons with sharks for entire head, entire it, sharks for entire heads.
Yeah, it never occurred to me that they might be faking.
It's like playing it up for funzos.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, there probably are people who are like the people who are literally drawing the cartoons of like them fucking like probably are horny. But like the Waypoint crew, like the kind of like games Twitter section that talks about that, I bet you they're not actually having blood move. I would need to get some like meat thermometer that was especially adjusted or something that allows me to test. But yeah.
I don't know how we pull out of this, Gary.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to. It's just, yeah. Okay. Do you think that they would think the werebat was sexy?
Maybe. Oh shit, we didn't even get to the werebat. We got hung up. Yeah. So the werebat definitely has a little bit of twink appeal. He's a real wiry little dude, but he's good. But he's like a hard twink, I think.
Yeah. Like he's like Man Bat from Batman.
Yes.
Like Man Bat.
Almost exactly. Except he's got that weird little bat finger that sticks out from the far and there's some real veiny membranes that are going on here. There's definitely a little bit of there's a scrotal aspect to what I'm seeing presented in these wings.
Mm-hmm. yeah and the entry makes them, out of all the entries, this makes them the most fearsome of them all for some reason. Like, all fear the werebat, and I don't understand why. Like, it attacks as a human. It does 1d1 to 2 damage with its punches. It sometimes attacks as a bat, which like has all the powers of a bat.
Yeah.
And then turns into this like kind of thing that is like a shitty scrotum gargoyle. I should carve some gargoyles into my pubes.
You like topiary?
To watch. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just carved my basketball number into there. So it's going to be a while before I've got enough to make a werebat.
00001.
Yep, my basketball number is also my social security number. Fuck.
No, I was the first.
Oh no, who told you I've lived forever? Yeah. No, these guys, but it's so weird that they're presented as fearsome because they do not have functional arms.
Yeah, they can't do anything with their arms when they turn into wings. So like the last the sea wolves, they like hang out on the docks and are surly sailors.
Yeah.
These guys just like these are like goths. Like their personality wise, like
right.
The werebats will typically refer to themselves as predators of the night. You know, so they're talking like they refer to themselves as such.
Yeah.
Like, hey buddy, like we're predators of the night. Let's let's go hang out. Let's go masturbate to Overwatch.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.